We continue 15 lines up from the bottom on Ayin Beis Amud Beis, still discussing the machlokas of Nituk Chibur Legabe Yayin Nesach. Amr Luhu Rava, Lehano Shvuchai. So Rava said the following to some wine pourers. Ki Shavchisu Chamra, when you're going to, he tells the Jews, when you're going to pour wine, Loli Karv Ovid Kachavim L'Sayeh Badecho, don't ask an Ovid Kachavim for assistance in pouring. Why? Dilma Mishdalisu, maybe you'll get weak. Vishadisu Le Aleha. And then they're going to end up being the ones who are carrying their weight on their own to pour the wine, the kasi mikocho, and then the wine will be flowing from their koach, the usher, and now the wine is going to be usher because of yayin esach. So you have to make sure that you're always involved in the pour. They can help, technically speaking, so long as you're participating, but better not to have them involved at all, lest you get tired and then ruin the whole wine because you basically allow them to have full control of the pouring. Hahugavra da asik chamra begishta ubas gishta. There was a man who brought up wine through a gishta and bas gishta. Rashi says that there's a, essentially, it's some sort of, you take these two reeds and a slope, and you're somehow able to suck wine out. It's like a straw, essentially, where the wine is flowing out through the straw, and then it's going to end up flowing into another vessel. As soon as you let go of the second side, the sucking motion, you let go, and the wine will just dip into the other barrel. So, a man was bringing up wine in that manner. And what happened was, as Rashi explains, the Ovid Kachavim came and put his hand on the top, on the hole of the straw, preventing the wine from going out and falling into the second kli. So now wine is essentially touching the Ovid Kachavim's hand or his finger. So what's the halachic status of the wine? Armalei Rav, Asrei Rava Lekuli Chamra. Rava said all the wine is now Asr. Not just the wine in the straw, but even the wine in the initial kli. Amalei Rav Papa L'Rava, V'Amalei Rav Ad Bar Masna L'Rava, V'Amalei Ravina L'Rava B'Mai. What halachic function is being utilized here to make this determination? B'Nitzuk, it's because you have the straw with the wine is connected through Nitzuk to the original barrel. So Shamis Mina Nitzuk Chibur. So clearly we have another proof that Nitzuk Chibur. The Gemara answers no, not necessarily. Shiny Hasam to Kuli Chamra Agishta Ubas Gishta Garir. No, the straw is an extension of the barrel, and therefore it's not a Nitzuk Chibur. It's really just one long vessel, and that's the reason. But you don't have to rule from there. We don't see a proof, a raya, Nitzuk Chibur or not. Amar Mar Zutra Breid Rav Nachman Kenishkinin Shari. A Kenishkinin is permissible. What's a knishkin? Rashi says it's this wide vessel which has two poles or reeds or two or three coming out from the sides, and everyone can drink, many can drink from it at the same time. So you can have a Yisrael and an Ovid Kachavim drink from it at the same time. However, Vahani Mili, the Kadim Pasak Yisrael, that only works if the Yisrael stopped drinking before the Ovid Kachavim stopped drinking. Aval Kadim Pasak Ovid Kachavim Lo, but if the Ovid Kachavim stopped drinking first, that would be a problem, because presumably some of the wine, not all the wine from the straw, ends up in his mouth. Some of it falls back into the vessel, and therefore he touched some of the wine, and then wherever wine comes back down will render the rest of it yayin esach. So in other words, the straw bringing, using his koach to push the wine up, is not going to render the wine inside usher, but once he lets go, that's going to be problematic. So you get one sip essentially, but you have to make sure to stop before the Ovid Kachavim stops. That was what Marzutra's psak. Rabba Bar Rav Huna Ikla Lebei Reish Galusa. Rabba Bar Rav Huna went to the exilarch's home, Sharaluhu Lemishta B'Knishkinin, and he told him, Paskins, you can use Knishkinin, you and an Ovid Kachavim can drink together from this Knishkinin. Ikita Amri, some say, Rabba Bar Rav Huna Gufei Ishtei B'Knishkinin, or some say that Rabba Bar Rav Huna himself drank from the Knishkinen with an Obed Kochavim. The Tosvos is bothered by this entire Gemara. He says, how could it be that Rabba Bar Rav Huna is drinking Knishkinen? Fine, maybe Nitzuk is not Chibur, but aren't we concerned that about the likely possibility that the Obed Kochavim is going to stop drinking first and then you're going to be drinking Yayin Nesach? How could this possibly be? So Tosas explains that according to the Rabbeinu Hananel, that really we're not talking about a Yisrael and an Obed Kochavim drinking at the wine at the same time. Well, if that's the case, what's the point of having this sugya? This whole sugya is talking about Yayin Nesach. Why is this in here? So the Kamash Malan, the Chiddush here, is that there's another reason not to drink from this Knishkinen. There's a problem of Simcha, that some say in Masecha Shabbos that you shouldn't be drinking from Knishkinen because of the fact that we're in Avelos, a national Avelos, because the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, and therefore there are certain things that we prohibit, take upon ourselves as prohibited. Knishkinen, says the Gemara in Shabbos, would be one of them, and the Chiddush they're bringing along here to tell you that Alt Simcha, we shouldn't be drinking from the Knishkinen. Again, not the Pashut Pshat of the Gemara, but in order to preempt the issue of how a Yisrael and an Ovik Kochavim, certainly an Amora, is drinking together with an Ovik Kochavim Yayin with a high possibility of drinking Yayin Nesach, it does seem a little odd, and therefore the Rabbeinu Hananel told us they wanted to change the understanding of the Gemara. But anyhow, we don't end up with a clear answer, as we said last time, about whether Nitzuk Chibur or Lav Chibur, and that's for the Rishonim to decide. And that is how our Gemara concludes.